Okay, Freilichen Purim, everybody. Good morning. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tzadi Zayin. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We are at Ika Demasni La Aresha, about six lines before. I don't think so. Ika Demasni La Aresha, about six lines before the end of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. Dave Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. It's also sponsored by Daniel Cohen, in memory of his father, Paul Cohen, Moshe Eliyahu ben Eliyakim, Alav Shalom. His yard site is on the 18th of Adar. Also by Ellen and Avi Freilich, in commemoration of Avi's father's yard site, Rabbi Yitzchak Freilich, Harav Yitzchak Dov ben Rav Ram Yaakov, Alav Shalom. His yard site is Yud Beis Adar. And also by Rav Ariel and Jessica Rakovsky and family from Dallas, Texas, formerly from here, in commemoration of the 25th yahrzeit of Rabbi Rakovsky's grandfather, Harav Yeshaya ben Harav Hagon Rav Shalom, Zichrono Levracha, Neshama Shavan Aliyah, and we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf is not the easiest daf in the entire Masechta, but it really revolves around one point, really one statement of Shmuel that the entire daf revolves around, and that is that Shmuel is going to say a rule where he compares the halachos of Karban Chatas to the halachos of Karban Pesach. And we're going to question that rule, meaning he's going to talk about what happens when a Karban Chatas cannot be used and what happens when a Karban Pesach cannot be used. And thank you very much. What happens when a Karban Chatas cannot be used and what happens when a Karban Pesach cannot be used? That he's going to tell us that if a Karban Chatas cannot be used for its designated purpose, if the halacha by a Karban Chatas is going to be a certain way, then you can predict that the parallel case by a Karban Pesach is going to be a certain way. So we're going to have two different versions of Shmuel, and both versions are going to end up essentially saying the same thing and have one simple point of dispute with Rabbi Yochanan. So it's really all about that. But first, we're going to have a second version of the statement of Rava that we learned yesterday. Ika demasni la aresha, six lines from the end of the page. Ika demasni la aresha. Some learned Rava's statement in connection to the resha. Remember, we had Rava yesterday who had said, lo shanu ela shenimtza achar shchita, that the whole case, whichever case he's talking about, is only if you found the lost Karban Pesach after the Shechita, and you did the Temura after the Shechita of the replacement. But if you found the lost Karban Pesach before the Shechita, and you waited to do the Temura until after the Shechita, then we assume that Temura comes Mikach Kedusha Dechuya, and it cannot be brought as a Karban itself. So some have Rava's comment linked to the Reisha, that a Pesach, that if you have a Karban Pesach, Shenimta Kodem Shechitas HaPesach, that was lost, and therefore you replaced it with another animal. And then you found the original before you ever shechted the replacement animal, and now you shechted the replacement after you found the original. So the first one is now Nidche, you can't bring it on its own. So Yira Adji Yistayi, V'yamakar V'yavi B'dam V'shlamim. You have to let the first one go graze until it develops a mum, and then you'll sell it, and you'll use that money to buy a Karban Shlamim. And the same is true if you make a tumura on that original Karban Pesach that was lost and then found. So on that, Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shenimtza kodem shechita ve'im bo kodem shechita. The idea that the tumura is also not able to be brought is only if you found the first original Karban Pesach before you shechted the second one, and you did the tumura before you shechted the second one. In such a case, we say that when you shecht the replacement, you're being docha both the original Karban Pesach and the Temura, because they're both ra'oi to be brought as a Karban Pesach, and they were nikva as a Karban Pesach, and therefore neither of them could be brought as a Karban Shlamim. You're being docha both of them. Aval, nimtza kodem shchita. But if you find your original Karban Pesach before you shecht the replacement, and then mehemer bo'achar shchita, and then you make a Temura on the original one after you shecht the replacement, even though the original one is going to go and graze and develop a mum because it cannot be brought as a karban, tumurasa krev shlamim. The tumura you can actually bring as a karban shlamim because it was never rejected from being from the shechita of the replacement Pesach. It didn't exist yet at the shechita of the replacement Pesach. It was only made a tumura after the shechita of the replacement Pesach. That is against what we had in the first version of Rava, where Rava said that in such a case, the Temura cannot be brought. So says Mar, my timer, what's the reason that the Temura is not rejected and it may be brought? Ki kove shchita midid chazilei. That when it, what's the shchita koveya as a carbon pesach, that it should be considered rotwi for a carbon pesach, and therefore actively rejected from being a carbon pesach? Only something that at the time of the shchita was already kadosh and was already rotwi to be brought as a pesach. But midid lo chazilei, something that was never hukdash and was never rotwi at the time of the shchita to be brought as a carbon pesach, like this temura animal that at the time of the shchita it wasn't yet a temura, it was just a regular chulin animal, so it was never ra'oi l'shem pesach, then lo kavod. Then we assume that the shchita of the carbon pesach that you actually did shecht as a pesach was not docha this animal from carbon pesach, and therefore it in fact can be brought. So esvei abaye, abaye challenges Rava that we have a brisa at darshan's the pasuk. The pasuk says when it comes to carbon shlamim im kesev. So matam lomar, what's the word im doing in the pasuk? It seems to be an extra word. L'rabos tumuras ha-pesach achar ha-pesach shekrev ha-shlamim. That it's telling me that a behema that was a tumura for the Pesach Rishon after you shechted Pesach Sheni can be brought as a carbon shlamim. So yachal af lefnei Pesach kein. You might think that even a tumuras Pesach that was already found before the shechita of the Pesach, that meaning if you lost an animal and you found it before the shechita of its replacement, so the halacha should be that it itself is brought as a shlamim as well. Tamalomar, who? That's why the pasuk says who, and we dash from the extra word who, that who kara vein tmuras ha pesach kreva, that the pesach that's kosher you could bring as a carbon, but the tmuras ha pesach of that which was lost and found before the carbon pesach was brought, that cannot be brought. Say echidami. So what exactly is the case? Ilema bin nimtza kaidem shchita vahemer b'kaidem shchita. If we're talking about that you lost an animal and you found the animal before you shechted its replacement, and you did a temura before you shechted the replacement animal, so pshita, of course the temura can't be brought as a carbon shlamim. It was nikva b'shem pesach, and it was actively rejected by shechting its replacement. So lamali kri, I don't need a pasuk for that. Elulav, what's the case the pasuk is teaching me about? It must be the case of shenimtza kodem shchita v'heimir bo'achar shchita, that you found the carbon pesach, the original carbon pesach, before you shechted its replacement, and then you made a temura on it after you shechted its replacement. And the pasuk is telling me that still the temura cannot be brought as a shlamim, even though the temura was never actively rejected, it was not ra'oi lepesach at the time you did the shechita, it still cannot be brought as a shlamim. So that's a tiyufta derava tiyufta. That's a tiyufta on Rava, and there's no way to answer that tiyufta. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to make the statement of Shmuel upon which the rest of the daf depends. That the rest of the daf analyzes this one statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, I have a simple rule. Actually, two simple rules. We'll see if it's one or two in the end. But for now, it sounds like two. Kol shebechatas mesa bepesach karav shlamim. Whenever you were to have a situation where a karban chatas would have to be Lemisa, you'd have to let it go die. The halacha is that if that same thing were to happen to a carbon pesach, you bring the carbon pesach as a shlamim. That's rule number one. Where do we find that a chatas is left to die, that you have to let a carbon chatas die? So there are five chataos amesos. There are five situations where a chatas is left to die. There's a vlad chatas. A chatas has a baby, so it has some of the kedusha of the mother, but it wasn't designated for anybody's avera or anything. It's a separate animal, so it's a chatas amesa. You have a tamuras chatas. You transfer the kedusha of the chatas onto another animal, but the original chatas is still your real chatas. You have a chatas shemesu ba'aleha, a chatas who the owner of the chatas did an avera, so he's got to bring a chatas, but now he's dead, so he already got his kapara because he died. So now what are you going to do with the carbon? You have a chatas shavra shnasa, it got too old to be kosher for a carbon chatas, and you have a chatas that got lost, and the bailam replaced it and got a kapara. This is the one that we're going to focus on the most, obviously, because it's the most similar to what we've been talking about. You have a chatas that was lost, the owner bought a replacement and got a kapara from the replacement, and then he found the original one that he was makdish with kedushas chatas. All five of those cases, the chatas is going to be left to die. So Shmuel says, yeah, and if any of those five things happen to a carbon pesach, the halacha is it's brought as a carbon shlamim.
Rule number two, the kol shemchatas roa, anytime you're going to have a situation where the halacha by a korban chatas will be that you're supposed to let it graze and not let it die, let it graze, let it eat until it develops a mum, and then sell it, and then so in such a case, bepesach nami roa, the halacha is by a korban pesach, it's also roa. You also let it graze until it develops a mum and you sell it. So the Gemara is going to discuss what's the case of a chatas roa. So, but first we point out that there is someone that disagrees with Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eina Pesach Karav Shlamim Elish Nimsa Achar Shchita Aval Kodem Shchita Lo. Rabbi Yochanan says that if a Karban Pesach was lost and then you found it, you cannot bring it. I mean, you found it, but you've already made a replacement for it, so you cannot bring the original one as a Karban Shlamim unless you found it after the Shchita of the replacement. But if you find it before the Shchita of the replacement, even though it's after Chatzos already, it's already the Zman of the Shechita, then you're not allowed to bring the original Pesach as a Karban Shlamim. You have to let it graze until it develops a Mum, and then you sell it. Because since you found it at a time where it was already Roi L'Shechita, we assume it already was Kovei Hashem Pesach, and then when you went and you shechted the replacement, you rejected it Me'akrava, and it cannot be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So now, Maskef L'Rav Yosef. So now the Gemara is going to challenge Shmuel. Shmuel's second rule was, anytime you have a case of a Karban Chatos where it's got to graze, by a Karban Pesach also will have to graze. So Maskev Yosef Uklaluhu, is that a cloud that every time you have a Chatos that's Biri'iyah, the Pesach also is going to have to go and graze? Is that necessarily true? So the Tosos is bothered why the Gemara is only asking on the second of Shmuel's rules, that when a Chatos is Roa, a Pesach is also Roa, why not ask on the first of Shmuel's rules that when a Chatos is Mesa, a Pesach is Karav Shlamim? Because the Tmuris Chatos and the Chatos Shemesu Baaleha have a din of Chatos HaMesa, right? They would be Lemisa. Whereas the Tmuris Pesach, if they did the Tmura before Chatzos, we learned in the Mishnah in Sadivav that it's Roa and it's not brought as a Karban Shlamim. So that rule doesn't hold. Or a Pesach Shemesu Baalov called them Chatzos. If the owner dies on Karban Pesach, again, whereby a Chatos we would say it's Mesa, we're going to say by a Pesach it's Yirach, it's Taiv, it grazes until it develops a Mum. So Tosfos is bothered by that, why it is that we're only picking on the second rule of Shmuel right now. We'll get to the first rule, but why it is that we're only picking on the second rule of Shmuel right now, and we're not asking the obvious kashas on the first rule of Shmuel. But be that as it may, let's just see what the Gemara says. Tosfos is dealing with what the Gemara could have said. Let's deal with what the Gemara actually says. Challenging enough. So Maskev Rav Yosef, Uklalu, is that really a rule that any time Karban Chatas is going to have to graze, the parallel case of Pesach is it also has to graze? Varei Chatas Shavar Shnasa, what about a Chatas that's too old, it's already past its first year, so the which is the time that it's a kosher as a chatos, the re'iyah ozla, where the halach is that it would have to go graze until it develops a mum and then be sold. Damar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish chatos shavar shnasa rona sakilu amedes beis akvaros. The rule of a chatos shavar shnasa is that you view it as if it's standing in a cemetery. So what if it's standing in a cemetery? A kohen can't go in there to shecht it, meaning it's not usable. It's an odd way to say that it's not usable, that you view it as if it's standing in the cemetery. So Tosfos points out that the Gemara says ki ilu homed bebeis akvaros, to tell me that if it's avra shnasa, it's not a real full dichui. It's not that the animal is inherently fully nidche from being used as a karban, like in the case where it died or where the owner died or the bailum got a kapara from somewhere else. Then it's mamish dachui. But since it's avra shnasa, it's a technicality that you're not able to be makrovit. So that's more similar to Omer Beis HaKvaros. It's not a total dichui, but it's just something that on a technical point, you're not able to be makrovit. So Sishanim gives a little further explanation to Maseches Yuma that the reason Avra Shnasa is not considered a dichui gamur, like Meso or Nischapru Ba'aleha, is because it's not totally b'maisa. It just happens mimela, that time passes and it becomes older. No event had to happen. If Nischapru Ba'aleha, that means the Bailam had to have brought another carbon. If Mesu Baaleh means the Bailam had to have dropped dead, meaning something significant had to happen, that would be a dichui. But if someone is the animal's in a Beis HaKvaros, that's nothing. That's not an actual significant Maisa. And time passes, and it's over a year old. So it's just time that's passing. There's no significant Maisa. But bottom line is, we're trying to explain that you have a Karban Chatos that's over a Shnasa, that's too old to be brought as a Karban Chatos. So we view it as if it's Omid Be Beis HaKvaros, and therefore, you cannot use it. So what do you do with it? Viroa. You let it graze until it develops a mum and you sell it. Vilba Pesach Yagavna. And what would the parallel case by Pesach mean? Now, according to Shmuel's rule, the parallel case should be that if a carbon Pesach is too old, it too should graze until it develops a mum. Because that's Shmuel's rule. Whenever a chatas grazes, a Pesach grazes. Vilba Pesach Yagavna, Karav Shlamim. But the halach is by a carbon Pesach in a similar situation, you bring it as a carbon Shlamim. How do I know that? Titania, there's a price that tells me, with darshaning the psukim by carbon shlamim, kesev l'rabel says a pesach la'alia, that tells me that the tail of the sheep is brought on the mizbeach as part of the carbon pesach. Kishua mer im kesev, when it then adds the word im l'rabel says a pesach shavar shnaso u'shlama bon machmas a pesach l'kol mitzvah shlamim, that's coming to teach me that if you have a carbon pesach that's too old, or a shlam that's bon machmas a pesach, what we call a moser a pesach, it's going to have to follow all the rules of a carbon shlamim. Shetunim smicha, the owner of the carbon has to do the smicha on the carbon, he has to lean on it, unisachim, and it requires the nisachim that are brought together with the carbon shlamim, utinuvas chazav ashok, you have to wave the chaz and the shok of the animal, kashu omer, vimeis, and then when it says vimeis, hivsike inyin, then it's a new topic, it's as if we're starting a new sentence, lime dala eis, she'in tonel alia, and that tells me that the eis does not need the hakrava of the alia on the mizbeach. But bottom line is, you see, the Braisa tells me explicitly that if it's a pesach sha'ovrashnas, so if it's a pesach that's too old, it doesn't graze. It's brought as a carbon shlamim. Shmuel told me a rule, whenever a chatas grazes, a pesach grazes also, but the halach is that if a chatas is of Rosh Naso, it grazes, and a pesach of Rosh Naso is brought as a shlamim. So that's the kasha and Shmuel. Says the Gemara, ki kamar Shmuel. No, when Shmuel said that a chatas mesa, the pesach, is brought as a shlamim, he was only talking about, he didn't say that about all five chataos that are mesos. That's ba'avudin, meaning Shmuel's first rule, that whenever you have a chatas mesa, the parallel cases by Pesach would be brought as a shlamim, wasn't about all five chatos hamesos. It was only about the last case of chatos hamesos, the case of avud, that the bailum got a kapara with another carbon because he lost his original carbon and then he found the original carbon. So that's what Shmuel says, a klal by dinei Pesach, that in a case where a chatos gets lost and the bailum gets a kapara, and then you found it where it's going to go lemisa, the Pesach would be brought as a carbon shlamim. And in a case where a chatas grazes, the Pesach would graze as well. But b'duchuyin lo amar. But he was never talking about a case where it was dachli, like it was too old, and now it's nidcha from akrava because it's too old. Shmuel's rules don't govern that case. Shmuel's rules only govern cases of lost animals. If you have a case of a lost animal, whereby a chatas it's going to graze, by Pesach it's going to graze also. So you just have to add that caveat to Shmuel's formulation, that Shmuel's rule is not about every chatas hamesa is going to be Karav Shlamim by a Pesach, and every Chatas that's Roa is going to be Roa by a Karav Pesach. No, when it's Avud and it's a Chatas HaMesa, the parallel case by a Pesach would be Shlamim. When it's Avud and by a Chatas it would be Roa, the parallel case by a Pesach would be Roa. So says the Gemara, wait a second, well, how did you help over here by saying that Shmuel is only talking about where it's Avud? Va'avud mimishkachasla? Do you have even a case by an Avud that a chatas is lost and then you're going to end up having to let it graze? The rule of a chatas that's avud and then nischapu balei b'acherim and then you bring another one in its place is that it's mesa. There is no case of a chatas that's roa that goes and grazes because it was avud. Varei avud b'shas hafrasha l'rabbanan, a chatas that was lost and while it was lost you were mafrish another one in its place and then you found the first one before you were makriv the second one, the chacham hold the l'ri'ia azla, that goes to graze. Ditnan, the Mishnah tells us, Hifrish chatas v'yavda, v'hifrish acheres tachteo v'nimtzis rishona, if you're mafrish a carbon chatas and it gets lost, and then you're mafrish another one in its place, a replacement, and then you find the first one, v'reshteinando, so now you have two animals that both have kedushas chatas. So achas v'antikrav, the halacha is one of them you bring as your carbon chatas, shnia tamos divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, in the second one you leave to die. V'cham omrim ein chatas mesa, el nimtzis la'achash and schapru bayim. V'cham say, no, it's only going to be left to die if you find the original one after you already makriv the second one. But al kodim shenis chapru b'ayim, if you find the original one before you makriv the second one, so then it's going to be roa. Then you're going to let it graze. So according to Shmuel's rule, the only case where a chatas that was lost will be left to graze is if you're following the shita of the chachamim and you find the lost chatas after the Bailam already, before rather, the Bailam got a kapara, before they brought the second one. That's where you're going to say Roa. in a parallel case of Pesach, would you say the same thing? A carbon Pesach is going to, Shmuel's rule is you got to say the same thing. Whenever you have a case of Avud by a Chatas, it's going to be Roa. Shmuel's rule was that by a Pesach that's Avud, it's also going to be Roa. By a Pesach, are you going to say the same thing? Vila b'Pesach, by a case of a Pesach, Hecha do'Avad, in a case where it was lost at the time, and therefore you made a replacement carbon. V'nimtza achar chatos, and you find the original after the Zman Shchita, which gives it a shame Pesach, like we learned. Kodim Shchita, but it was before you ever shechted the replacement one. So Karav Shlamim, the halach is not that the Karav Pesach is Roeh, the halach is that it's Karav Shlamim. So Pesach that's lost B'Shas Afrasha, and it's here B'Shas Kapara, you bring it as a Karav Shlamim, as long as it was still lost at Chatzos. Whereas a Chatzos that's lost B'Shas Afrasha, and is here B'Shas Akrava, you let it graze. That's against Shmuel's rule. Shmuel's rule, even the amended rule of Shmuel, where Shmuel's rule is, no, only about cases of lost. Okay, even in cases of lost, when you have a chatas that was lost, that the halach is going to be roeh, the parallel case by Karban Pesach is not that it's roeh. So says Mar Shmuel, Karebi Svirle. Shmuel must be holding a Karebi, Dam Ravuda Lemisa Azla, that he holds that that if in that case of chatas, it's actually not roeh, it's actually Lemisa Azla, it actually dies. So therefore, Shmuel is going to say the parallel case of Pesach will be brought as a shlamim. So the Gemara is going to have to explain, okay, so then when does Shmuel's second rule ever apply? Meaning we're saying, this halacha doesn't, if Shmuel holds like Rebbe, this halacha doesn't belong in the second rule, it's Shmuel's first rule. That whenever a chatos is mesa, then a Pesach is karav shlamim. That's the case. That's the halacha. But then where do you ever have a case that a chatos is roeh and that a Pesach is also roeh? So that we still have to work on. So in fact, the Gemara, v'kol avuda l'Rebbe mesa. According to Rebbe, every single case of avuda is going to die by a karban chatos. Vila b'Pesach, hecha David kodem chatos v'nimtza kodem chatos roeh. But there is a case of karban Pesach where it's lost and you find it if all that happens before chatos, before you ever could have been makriv a karban Pesach, the halacha is that it's going to be roeh. So how does Shmuel's second rule ever work? So answer the Gemara, a Pesach that's lost and you find it kodem chatos, since at the time that you found it, it's not roeh l'akrava. And by the time you're able to be makriv a karban Pesach, the animal's here already, lav avudhu. We don't call that avud. That's not called, meaning Shmuel's rule only governs animals that were lost. If, let's say you turn around for a second, so you don't see your animal, then you turn back, and it's right there. It was right where it was. So you call that avud? No, it wasn't avud. It wasn't lost. So too, if you lost the animal before it was even shaykh to bring it as a karban Pesach, I don't have to know where it is before I have to bring it as a karban Pesach, but I found it before chatzos, before it even could have been brought as a karban Pesach. Right? Imagine like you had to lay in the Megillah and you lost your Megillah. So is that a story? It's a story if the whole shul is waiting and you still couldn't find your Megillah. But it's not a story if I woke up in the morning and Tiny Sasser, I couldn't find it. Then I looked, it was right there. Well, that's not a story. That's not lost. You had it. So you found it. So just because that's not lav avudu, that's not called avudu if you found it before chatzos. Kidrava, damarava, avedas laila, lav shma aveda. The fact that you lost something at nighttime when you can't bring any carbonos anyway, that's not called a lost carbon to begin with. So up until now, we've been challenging Shmuel's rules and the two rules that Shmuel laid out, and because of that, we come to the conclusion that Shmuel's rules are only about an avuda, right? That's what we said, that when he says that and that Shmuel holds, I mean, we made two qualifications for Shmuel. Shmuel sounded like he's saying these broad rules, that whenever you have a chatas mesa, Pesach is a shlamim. Whenever you have a chatas roa, Pesach is also roeh. So we said, no, we got to narrow these rules a little bit. First of all, he's only talking about avuda, and second, Shmuel is must be assuming, like the shita of Rebbe, that a chatas that's lost is always mesa, that it always dies, that it's not roeh. So that's where Shmuel's rules are stated. So I asked the Gemara, since Shmuel is only talking about lost animals, el roeh le Rebbe hechi mishkachasla, what's the case where Rebbe's going to say, and Shmuel holds like Rebbe, so he's got to have a case where Rebbe himself is going to say that the animal will be roeh, that the animal will graze until it develops a mum, because Shmuel made a rule about it. If there's a rule about it, there's got to be a case about it, that if a chatas is roeh, then a Pesach is also roeh. But l'chora, according to Rebbe, there is no case of a chatas that's roeh. So says Mark to Rabbi Yoshaya, Tam Rabbi Yoshaya, hifresh tei chatos la'achrayus. If a person is mafresh two karbanos as a chatas for achrayus, meaning that he knows he's always losing things. So he decides
decides to head off the situation in advance. So he's mafresh two chatos, and he says, if I lose one of them, then the other one should be my kapara. And he says, one of these behemos should be a chatos, and the other one will be la achrayus. The other one will be the replacement when I lose it, because I'm so forgetful and clumsy and whatever, I lose things. So Mischaber Bachman, he gets a kapara with one of them, ushni atira. So then the other one grazes until it develops a mum, and then you sell it, and you buy olas nedava with the money. Now, wait a second. That's the case where it's going to be roa. This is still a problem for Shmuel, because Shmuel's rule was, whenever a chatas is roa, a pesach is roa. But a Pesach in such a case would be brought as a Karban Shlamim. That's what we call Mosar HaPesach. Mosar HaPesach is brought as a Karban Shlamim. Even when you brought the first one, the Pesach, the second one does not become Dachui, where it goes L'Ri'iyah. So it's not rejected where it has to go and graze, because initially when you were Mafresh it, you were Mafresh it Al Das, that one of them would end up being a Shlamim. So if you're Mafresh Shnei Karbanos La'achrayus, you take two animals, and the reason you took two is because you're afraid you're going to lose one of them. So if it was by a Chata, the second one would be Roeh, and if it was by a Pesach, the second one would be a Shlamim. So Shmuel's rule doesn't hold up. So because of that, the Gemara says, you know what, forget everything we said about Shmuel's rule, we're going to have to explain it entirely differently. Ela Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Svirilei. Shmuel must be holding like Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Chamish Chatos Mesos, that Shmuel who holds that Chamish Chatos that we mentioned, that our Mesa, the halacha is that they're Mace in any situation, whatever case, meaning a chatas shekipru ba'aleha, it's going to always be mace, it's never going to be roa. Whether it was lost and you found it after kapara, whether it was lost and you found it before kapara, whether you were mafresh at l'achrayus, the extra one is always mesa. Yeah, but so Shmuel's first rule is now going to work, that whenever you have a chatas ha-mesa, the Pesach would be brought as a shlamin. And that includes if you were mafresh l'achrayus and everything else, because that's Rabbi Shimon's shita, that whenever a chatas is mesa, the Pesach is going to be brought as a shlamim. So, but wait a second, Shmuel, meaning Rabbi Shimon Shita, is that a chatas that you were mafresh lachrayus is going to be mesa, that it's not going to be, it's going to be mesa. And therefore, Shmuel's rule that a parallel case of Pesach will be brought as a shlamim holds up. The problem is that Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a single case of a chatas that's left to graze. There is no case of roeh. And Shmuel said a second rule, and he said, whenever a chatas is roeh, then a Pesach is also roeh. For a roeh, Rabbi Shimon lets say klal. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a case of roeh. So what does Shmuel mean when he says kol shem chatas roeh, that be Pesach it's also going to be roeh? So it says more Shmuel nami chada ka'amar. Shmuel also really only said one rule. Change the whole thing. Shmuel really only said one rule, namely kol shem chatas mesa be Pesach karv shlamim. He only said the first rule. He never said the second rule, because there's no such thing according to Shmuel as a chatas that's going to be roeh. So Shmuel knew that all avudim by a karban chatas are always going to be mesim, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon by a karban chatas. Rabbi Shimon holds every time you lose it, the halacha is it's always going to be mace. And Shmuel is being mechadish that any case of avuda by a korban pesach will always be a korban shlamim. So ask Gemara, my kamash melon. What's the chiddush of Shmuel by telling me this? We already had the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Vav, that a Pesach that gets lost, and you take a replacement in its place, and then you find the first one after you shecht the replacement, so you bring the first one as a Karban Shlamim. And the Gemara said that the Mishnah meant that you found the first one after the Zman Shechita, after Chatzos Hayom. So you see from the Mishnah that a Pesach that's lost at Chatzos, meaning if it was still lost at Chatzos, you makrev it as a Shlamim, meaning any time a Pesach has a status of avud, of being lost, your makrev is a shlamim. What does Shmuel have to teach me this? It's a Mishnah. We already learned the Mishnah. So it says, Mar lafuke mit Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel's telling me to say, unlike Rabbi Yochanan's shita, da'amar ein Pesach karav shlamim, ela shenimtza achar shchita. That Rabbi Yochanan says, you're only going to bring karav Pesach as a shlamim if it was lost and you found it after the shchita of its replacement. Aval kodim shchita lo. But if you didn't find it before the shchita of its replacement, then you're not going to bring it as a karban shlamim. Alma, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan holds shchita kava, that it's not the chatzos that's the koveya, shchita is koveya, that the first animal is dachli. Only when you shecht the replacement, and that could be a few hours after chatzos, only when you shecht the replacement, only then are we totally docha the original animal. So that's why Shmuel felt he had to tell us, kamash malan, chatzos kava. Shmuel told me, no, it's not the shchita that's koveya, it's chatzos that's koveya.
Noveya, and therefore Shmuel said Kol Shebechatas Mesa, meaning like Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon holds that the Chatas that's lost when at the time that you mafresh the second one, that original Chatas is always going to be Mesa. So in any parallel case of a Karban Pesach, it's going to be brought as a Karban Shlamim. So you see that any Pesach that's considered Avud at all, which means that it was lost at the time of Chatzos, not at Shechita, any time a Karban Pesach is Avud, you give it that label of Avud, and that label is earned at Chatzos, when it's already the Zman of Pesach and you don't know where it is, then the halacha is always going to be that it's brought as a Karban Shlamim. So that's what Shmuel wanted to tell me against the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that was all version number one of Shmuel. So now the Gemara brings another Lashon that discusses Shmuel. Again, Shmuel had said, Kol Shebechatas Mesa bePesach Karav Shlamim. Kol Shebechatas Roa bePesach Roa. So the first version of Shmuel, we said, he never really said the second rule. There was only one rule. So the Gemara, because of the kashas we had, we said, Shmuel was only talking about Avudim. He was only talking about lost animals. Then we said, but Chatas Avuda, that's Roa, according to the Chamim, and a Pesach that's Avud is brought as a Shlam, so the rule doesn't hold up. So he said, no, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, that a Chatas that's Avuda dies, and based on that, the Gemara challenged it further. So over here, where the Gemara is going to pick up on that Kasha. Meaning, before we said Shmuel's going like Rabbi Shimon, and there's no such thing as a second rule, or earlier in the process of the Gemara, where the Gemara had said, wait a second, a Chatas Avuda is Roa, according to the Chachamim, and a Pesach that's Avud is brought as a Shlamim. How can Shmuel say that a Chatas Avuda that's Mesa, the parallel case of a case of a Chatas that's Roa, the parallel case of a Pesach is also going to be Roa? So it says, Lishna Achrina, another Lashon asks, the Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, how could you say that every Chatas that's Roa by a Pesach is also Roa, a Chatas Avuda that you replaced, and then you found the original one before you shechted the replacement? According to the Chacham, the halacha is that it's roa, that it's not mesa vila bapesach hecha da avud v'nimtza archa chatzos kodem shchita yikrav shlamim. And yet a parallel case by Karban Pesach where you lost it and you found it after chatzos before the shchita, you bring it as a Karban Shlamim. That's so even though it was avud at the time of the hafrasha of the second animal of the replacement. So how could Shmuel say that every case of chatas roa is pesach roa? It's not true. Here's a case of a chatas that's roa and the parallel by a pesach that is a shlamim. So answers Gemara, Shmuel kerabba svirulei. Damer shchita kava. Shmuel must hold like Rabba that it's the shchita that's koveya, the first one, to be considered dachui, not chatzos that's koveya. Meaning any time a lost animal is found by the time before you shecht its replacement, so it's nidcha mehakrava, and it's going to be it's going to have to graze and develop a mum. And that's what Shmuel meant when he said his rule. Kol shebechatas roa bePesach is roa, meaning both by a Pesach and by a chatas, if the lost animal was lost when you were mafresh its replacement, but was found before you were mischaper with its replacement, before you were actually makriv its replacement, whether it's a chatas or a pesach, the halach is it's going to be roa. So Shmuel's second rule holds up according to this version. So it says Gemara, v'amidkam Rabbi Yochanan Allah, but from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan comments on Shmuel and he says ain't a pesach karav shlamim ella shenimtza achar shchita, that a karban pesach that's lost is only brought as a karban shlamim if you find it after Shechita, avol kodem Shechita lo, but if you find it before Shechita, it's not brought as a shlam, it's only it's sent to graze, al mashchita kava. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Shechita of the second one is what's koveya, the first one is being dachui. I mean, if Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue in Shmuel, and his big point is, Shechita's koveya, mechal de Shmuel savar, chatzos kava. That makes it sound like Shmuel holds that chatzos is the koveya, that it's not Shechita that's the koveya. So from the lashon of Rabbi Yochanan, that an avud is brought as a shlamim only if you found it after the shchita of the second one, it sounds like Shmuel holds it's brought as a karban shlamim even if you find it before the shchita, because chatzos is the koveya, and if at chatzos it was lost, so it's not nidcha from bringing a karban shlamim. So you see that according to Shmuel, an avud at the time of hafrasha, even though bizman hakrava it was still here, it's brought as a shlamim like Rabbi Zeira. So you see that he doesn't hold like Rabba. So now we're back to the kasha. How could Shmuel say kol shabbat
chatas roa b'pesach roa, a chatas that was lost at the time of the hafrasha of its replacement, and then you found it before the kapara of its replacement, so it grazes, whereas a pesach in such a case is brought as a carbon shlamim, so it doesn't work. There is no second rule that when a chatas is roa, a pesach is roa. El Shmuel k'rebi svirlei damar avuda l'misa azla. Must be that Shmuel is holding like Rebbe that an avuda goes l'misa, and he disagrees with the chachamim that a chatas avuda is only mesa if it's found after nischapra bailim, if it's found after the replacement has been brought. So chatas and pesach that are avud are not roa at all. Meaning the second rule of Shmuel is not the applicable rule when it's avud. The first rule of Shmuel is the one that we follow, that it's a chatas mesa, and therefore by pesach it's brought as a karmen shlamim. So says Gemara, but that doesn't work either, because va'kol avud in the Rebbe mesin. Every case of avud according to Rebbe is going to be mesa. Meaning there is no case where it's going to be roa. And Shmuel had a second rule that whenever a chatas is roa, a pesach is also roa. Vil b'pesach hecha David kodem chatzos v'nimtza kodem chatzos roa. By a carbon pesach, if it was lost before chatzos and then you found it before chatzos, before it could have been used as a carbon pesach, the halacha is that it's going to be roa. So that's soser Shmuel's klal. So says Gemara, no, kasavar Shmuel kasavar kodem chatzos lav avud hu. Shmuel must hold, like we said before, that before chatzos it's not considered avud. If you found the animal before chatzos, then it was never considered to be lost. In every case that it's considered to be lost, by a chatos is going to be mesa, and therefore by a pesach is going to be a shlamim. In Ochinami, there is a case where a pesach is roa, but that's a case where it was never avud, where it was found before chatzos, so we consider that to be never to have been avud. So so it turns out that even according to the second lashon that goes through Shmuel Shita, the chatos that was that kipru baleha, that whose bailim got a kapara, is always going to be mesa, and Shmuel is only about that first rule, the kol shebechatas mesa bepesach karav shlamim. Shmuel never said a second rule. There is no case of mechatas roa that bepesach is roa also, v'kasavar chatzos kava, and Shmuel holds that chatzos is the koveya to be docha a behema from akrava, and the chiddush in Shmuel is that if you find a carbon pesach after chatzos, you bring it as a carbon shlamim, and that's the point that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees about, because it's only chatzos that's koveya. It is not the actual shas hakrava that's koveya, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds that it is in fact the shas hakrava that's koveya. So again, just to quickly summarize, Shmuel started this whole thing by saying two rules. The rule number one, that whenever you're going to have a case of a carbon chatas that's going to be mesa, parallel case by a carbon pesach that will be brought as a shlamim. In the end of the day, that's the only rule. There is no second rule of kol shebechatas roa bepesach is roa as well, because according to the shitos that Shmuel is following, there is no such thing as a chatas that is in fact roa. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. Tomorrow night I will give a daf yomi shir Bez Hashem on Zoom at 7:30 because I don't have from last cycle. But okay, everyone have a Freilich and Purim and a good Shabbos.